I said, Mr. McCormack.
Yes, it does.
Hey, Mark, it's Michael calling from MMA Legal, sir. How are you?
I'm all right, mate.
Fantastic, Mark. Do you have 5 or 10 minutes to have a chat with me about your Scottish
Games? I sure have. Yep.
Perfect, buddy. Just to let you know, Mark, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. As I said earlier, Mark, my name's Michael. My role is to go out and gather the evidence. For you, Mark, whether that's writing to, you know, prison services, young offenders institutes, social services, education authorities. Today's call, Mark, isn't so much about your time at Glen Hopeful's. It's more to understand you and the trauma you faced as a youngster, how that's had an effect on you throughout your adult life, Mark. Now, whether that's through the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance issues. And what I'll do, Mark, is I'll then write to those authorities, GPs, NHS trusts, rehabilitation centres, gather that evidence, and then submit that to the Scottish Redress as an overall picture of, you know, the trauma that you faced as a youngster has had an effect on you. Is that okay, Mark?
Yep.
Fantastic. So I am going to have to ask you some tough questions, Mark, and I do
apologise.
Do you, Mark, or have you ever suffered with depression or anxiety, sir?
I don't really know. I don't know about that. I've had a lot of issues. I don't want to. I've been to a psychiatrist and that, and I've been to the doctor. I'm like, I'm kind of like, got a lot of problem with aggression.
Okay.
You know, I'm like, I don't know. See once you get my doctor's reports, that'll explain everything. There's nothing I need to tell you. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
My doctor's reports will tell you all that.
Okay.
I'm on the sick, right? So I've actually got my medical records.
Oh, wow.
So I'm cool with you getting my medical records.
Yeah, that's what I'll be doing, if that, with your permission, obviously.
That's cool. That's it.
Okay. Clients is happy.
So there's not really any point me getting into details because I've been on a roller coaster.
Are you okay today, Mark?
I'm cool. I'm all right talking about it, but the thing is, it's like I go to a psychiatrist, right? See, when I've been to a psychiatrist, I've told the psychiatrist, I've had an argument with a woman on the phone this morning, right?
Yeah.
So I just argue with everyone all the time, right? Because people don't listen.
Yeah.
Right? And see, the thing is, I listen. So see, if people don't listen to me, I go mental.
And I
kind of black out thing. But I've been to the psychiatrist and all that, right? And I've told the psychiatrist this, but I can't cope with groups of people and things, right?
Yeah.
Right? And I thought, and I went like to her, listen, nobody listens to me. And she was like, listen, Mark, I'm going to listen to you. And I'm like, right, that's cool then. So I starts getting into everything there, right? Then she goes like that to me at the end of it. Right, Mark, I'm going to send you to group therapy.
That's mental.
Do you know what I mean? That's what she says. Mate, that's what she says. She says, I'm going to send you to group therapy. And I just fucking lost it.
Yeah, I don't blame
you. I'm a grown man, right? And I'm like, yeah, I was there trying to get fucking help.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean? But anyway, listen, here, there's too much for me to get into giving you notes. I've got permission to get my medical records.
Okay, let me get you. Give me 2 seconds. I'm just finishing this note, and then I'll get your details, or your doctor's details.
Yep.
Give me 2 seconds, Mark. And your psychiatrist, that was a referral for your GP, was it, buddy?
Yep.
Okay, so I'll get that.
I thought I was going to get counselling. Do you know what I mean? I get a nurse interview.
mental. That.
What a joke.
That's it. Honest to God. From somebody who suffers with anger issues and you've told your psychiatrist that you struggle in groups, to then and try and send you through a group therapy session.
Do you know what I mean? I just went, right, listen, see if somebody's listening to me. Here, I listen to everything.
So
if somebody's listening to me, I take in information, right? So I listen to them. And I store all that information. So see, as soon as I get crossed.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, here, listen, see if you're in a job where you've got to take facts then. Here, you need to listen to what somebody's saying.
Yeah, of course. Do you over analyze what people are saying there? Because
everything, mate. Everything. As soon as I meet you, I can tell what you're thinking straight away.
Let's stay with the phone then, Mark.
Mate, here, I'm not kidding. I say to everyone, right? And it's like I can watch people on the telly and I know when they're fucking lying.
Yeah, that's mental, that.
But, mate, here, you know I research everything. See that fucking trauma? Mate, that's what's caused all that shit.
Of course it has. Of course it has.
You know what I mean? That's what causes that.
Conditions us and the fact that you've been kicked on us all because of what's happened to you as a child.
See all my charges, mate, when I get to jail?
Yeah.
They were all, I was like 13, 14 and 15.
They were all when you were
13,
14 and 15?
They were all when I was a kid, and they kept them back. They kept them back so I get to jail when I was fucking 16. Right, I was down in London working with my dad. They put them all back, right, so that I was going to get, I should have been up to social work with them. I'm down in London working with my dad, and I've come back up the road and I've got the fucking jail.
That's mental.
Because
they couldn't do anything after that age, 14, 15.
Aye, they couldn't do anything, right? But the thing is, I had set fire to the police station and all this carry on, do you know what I mean? It was all stupid shit, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was all stupid stuff as I went, man. And I'm like, here, do you know who I blame?
Go on.
See every fucking adult run about me? That's who I blame. Do you know what I mean? It's like, do you know what I mean? Here. See all the doings that you got and all that? I've not given any of my wains any fucking doings. What does getting a wain a doing do to them? What's that?
What's wains mean?
Kids.
Ah, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Imagine, here, getting kids a fucking doing. What's that about?
You don't stand a chance, do you? If you're getting
you know that, right? Your kids are the most important thing. Here, do you know the thing is? I was looking online for one of my pals, right? So I've put my pals onto them and all, right? So one of my pals has been molested and all that, right? And he's like fucking, he's been through children's home after children's home after children's home, Bosco. He's been through the whole system, right? Mate, see the thing is, he's told me what's happened to him, right? So I see all his problems and I'm like, no wonder he's got their problems.
So
that's the thing. I was looking at this for him. Then I went like that. I seen that with the YOs and all that, and I seen somebody put a comment in about. I went into the comments to see if it was what was happening, and somebody had said about Glenn Oko, and I went, here, hold on the note. And do you know the thing is, mate? Yeah, I'm 55 now, right? I'm dealing with it. But see the thing is.
Yeah. Cool.
See what I get put in there for.
What did you go away for?
See, well, I went in there for assault, right?
Okay.
Listen, see what they fucking monsters done to me in there?
Yeah.
I'm in there for stuff I done when I was 15, and see what they fucking monsters done to me in there?
Yeah.
Do you get that? I'm in there. What I'm in there for, and they've fucking done, they've done there to me in there.
How do you rehabilitate somebody for assaults by beating them? How does that
work? Here, violence fucking helps nothing, right?
Mm,
right? But here, when I'm under pressure, that's the way it's going to come out.
Yeah.
Right? So I need to stay away from people. I need to fucking stay in my house and all that, right? I've got a big knife beside my bed that I've had for fucking years, right?
Yeah.
So, and I'm always assessing every situation, right? But all that's recorded and all that. But see, the thing is, we know violence. What's violence going to be?
Nothing. It's
going to get you. Do you know what I mean? Here, we know that. You know what I mean? We know that. But anyway, here, that's it. Do you know what I mean? The whole system, mate. Here. You know what I mean? You'll know it yourself, man. Where you're working, man. You know what I mean? Who's on the front line, man?
Yeah, well. We see a lot. We see a hell of a lot.
I know anyone that was in Glen Oko. I probably know about 10 people who's been in there, right? But there was a few people killed themselves.
Yeah. Well,
here. See Glen Oko, mate. Here. See Glen Oko, I told the guy who I spoke to at first. See when I was in there?
Yeah.
I was in solitary confinement for 5 months.
Jesus. Is that why it says like the silence was so loud?
Right, here, listen. Here, so see this. So see in the solitary confinement, right?
Yeah.
So I'm getting attacked by the screws. I've got a set about with one of the SOs, right? He's come into my cell and fucking set about me, right?
Yeah.
Then the plant that I'm only in there, right? And I've planted a knife on us, right? But see the thing is, yeah, cause I went to get my hair cut. See the fucking mental torture that they put me through. But see the thing is, there was two other guys that went through it with me. There was three of us, and we were down there. I was down there Christmas and New Year and all that. Yeah, I wasn't going back up in the wing. See, the thing is, here, this is a fact, right? This is a fact. There's three screws in there that I remember.
Yeah.
And you know, one of them, and see, going to be the best of them, one of them, his name is Malky Grant.
Okay. Right?
And he wore wee monkey boots. And he never had a truncheon. And he went earn the cons, and my brother was earn the cons at the time. Right? So he never walked it. See, the thing is, when I was in there, see the young screws who were attacking you? They were terrified. So, see the way that fear came across? They had to fucking bully fuck out you.
Yeah, of course.
But see the men who were in there? See the screws who were in there who were real men?
Yeah.
They didn't do that. So I met three screws in here, mate, here, right, who I would go for a drink with the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Why do you need to impose, you know, fear like that?
Because they're shitting themselves.
Yeah, it's mental, isn't it?
They're shitting themselves. They're going over to the cons, seeing that jail, they're going over to the cons, right? They're going over to the cons and there's adult murderers over there.
Yeah, I know.
And they're terrified of them, right? Then they're coming over to the detention centre. And I've come up for London, I'm owing more money than the fucking screws.
Mm.
Right? And I'm 16, right? And I've come up for London. But I'm walking with a screw, a big Geordie fella, right? Who was in the Navy. And I would go walking with him and he was asking me my life story, what happened and all that, right? And he was like, mate, he was fucking, he was a saviour in that place.
Okay.
There was three screws in there.
Yeah.
Who saved my life a couple of times.
That's amazing, isn't it? Have you ever seen any of them?
But you know what that is? Do you know what that is? See when they're attacking you?
Yeah.
See when they're attacking you, one of them's come running out the office and seen it happen, and he's tanned the buzzer. And he's gone like that to me, you better get back in your cell seat. There's fucking 20 of them come down here and they want to fucking murder you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So see the three screws? I remember the three. Right, and I remember. So see the other ones, I know what their faces are like, but I don't remember their names.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? But I know who they are. I know who, here it's like, I know who the main, see the thing is, I can't wait to see what my report is for in there.
Yeah. I'm going to get it with you if you want it.
Ah, you're too right, I want it.
Yeah, I'll share it with you.
You're too right. That's why I'm doing this.
Okay.
That's why I'm doing this. I want to know what they fucking... Do you know what I mean? Because I've got witnesses.
Yeah.
If it comes to it, I can contact other screws.
They're not going to write down they beat you and stuff like that. You know that, don't you? You know.
No, I know. But see, the thing is, here, but listen... See, you're reading that report.
Yeah.
See, you're reading that report and there's a fucking young boy that's on that page at fucking 16 years old. You're going to go, why the fuck is that happening?
Yeah, well.
You're going to read that report and go, this guy is a murderer.
Yeah. Right?
That's the one, right? So see, the thing is, I read every day. And when I'm reading things, I can read into what people are fucking trying to say, right, and see their reports. Their reports are going to hang them.
Yeah. All right, well, as soon as I get them, I'll send it to you.
That's cool.
Yeah. Can I take your GP's details, please, Mark?
Yep. Her name's Louise Simmons.
Is that a Dr. Simmons, is it?
Yep, Dr. Louise Simmons.
Yeah, and where's your practice, please?
It's Andrew Street, and it's the Hunter Health Centre in East Kilbride.
To health.
Yep.
And East Kilbride, did you say?
Yep.
East Kilbride. All right. So I'll write to the prison service. I'll write to your GP. Yep. Like I said earlier, I'll share everything I get with you.
That's cool, man.
And what we'll do, Mark, is we'll go through it together.
Yep.
In 6 to 8 months' time, however long it takes me to get it.
Yep.
I might come up and see you, you know, so you can see the whites of my eyes.
Yep.
It's dependent on my diary. If not, yep. I'll do it over the phone, do it on the Zoom, however way you want to do
yep.
it.
That's cool.
We'll go through it all together. We'll add your medical records onto your case, and we'll submit it to the Scottish Redress, Mark.
Yep.
From there, buddy, what we will then wait for is a panel date.
That's yep.
when a panel will judge on our case. It's done behind
yep.
closed doors, Mark, so
yep.
there's nowhere, we don't have to turn up or we don't have to attend.
Yep.
And then hopefully we'll then get you the recognition, obviously, you deserve and some financial
yep.
compensation for you, Mark.
Yep.
Is that okay?
Yep, that's brilliant, mate.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me, Mark?
No, that's cool, mate. That's cool.
I just need to go back a step with you, Mark. Obviously,
yep.
these cases are deemed, you know, sensitive nature. I need to make sure you fully
yep.
understand our fees, Mark, and
yep.
what other options are out there for you. So just to let you know, Mark, you can't actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that.
I've checked all that out.
That's an option for you. Option two. Go on, Mark.
What's your fees?
So let me just go run through this bit. And
go for it.
I'll get to our fees. Thanks, Mark. So there, just to let you know, Mark, option two is there are other law firms out there who will help you apply to the Scottish Redress and won't
yep.
charge you any fees. They do.
I put my friend onto them.
Well, they do this because they get paid direct from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee
yep.
Scheme. They get where them law firms get paid £2,000 whether that client wins or loses that case.
Yep.
Now, I can't legally go into their practices and tell you
yep.
what they do for clients or,
yep.
more importantly, Mark, what they don't do for clients.
Yep.
But all I can tell you is that we don't participate in that scheme. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. We don't want to be owed. We don't want to owe anything to the Scottish Government. So what we do is we enter into a private fee agreement with you under a no-win, no-fee contract where we win together, we lose together. And it's on us as a law firm to go out and give you the best chance of getting the maximum or the most amount of compensation possible.
Yep.
Our fees are capped. So the capped mark at 20% inclusive of all VAT.
Yep.
It's actually slightly less, Mark. It's around about 19.2.
Yep.
But for ease of conversation, 20%. No matter how much time we spend on your case, Mark, you'll never pay us more than the 20% inclusive of VAT.
Yep. Well, listen, mate. This is the way my brain works now, right? So I get another message off you, read this report. So I've clicked it. None of them were open. 2 hours later, I've clicked on them, and it's fucking accepted my signature, and I've no signed it. Right? So then I've went and researched it all and went, right, there's companies that will do it for free, right?
Yeah.
The Scottish Government do it, right? So I've contacted my friend's wife and went, listen, see the mob I'm with? Don't use go with them. Here's a different mob that will date for free.
Okay.
Right? But listen,
yeah.
I'm not giving a fuck about the money.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm giving a fuck about?
Yeah.
They fucking monsters, what they done to me, right? When I'm in
yeah.
there for fucking something poxy, and they done things 10 times worse than what I done, and I've been put in prison for it.
Yeah.
That's what I want, right? But my other way of looking at it as well is 80% of something's better than 0% of fucking, you know what I mean?
Well, the difference between us and them law firms, Mark, is we're tied into your faith.
All right.
You know, so if we, it's on us to go out and gather as much evidence
right.
as we possibly can for you.
Hey, that's the difference
chance.
Between a good lawyer and a shit lawyer, mate.
That's it, isn't it?
That's the one.
I'm not sure. Like I said to you before, I can't legally comment.
Oh, right, yeah, that's cool. Listen, here,
yeah,
I'm like, see if yours are capped at 20%, mate, I'm cool
yeah.
with that.
All right, perfect.
You know what
I mean?
So do you
understand
what's
the options, Mark?
All right. Yeah, listen,
you just do it for me, and
I'm cool with that.
Excellent. So just to let you know, Mark, you have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from
yep.
the date you signed any documentation with us. If
yep.
you're unaware of the cooling-off period at the time, I can restart that from today.
No,
so
that's all right, mate.
If you're happy,
no.
if you're happy, we can...
No, the two, you and the other fella that's contacted me, Ben, man, the two of you have been cool,
yeah.
mate, so I'm with you. That's it.
So
if I hear somebody and they're fucking listening to what I'm saying, mate, I'm
yeah.
with them.
All right.
That's
so
it.
Are you happy for me to wait, or happy to wait the 14 days?
I sure am. Excellent. That's cool.
What I'll do is I'll get you all. I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. You've got my number now. My name's Michael. I'm the only person at the end of this line. So
right.
Mark, save my number and give me a call.
Okay, okay.
I'll always listen to you, pal. I'll never send you to a group.
No worries, man. That's cool, mate.
Okay.
That's cool.
I'll send you anywhere with the group, so Mark.
That's the one, mate.
If you need me, pal, just ring me, okay?
That's brilliant.
I'll be ringing you every 3 to 4 weeks just to keep in contact.
That's cool.
I'll walk you through to the end now, Mark, if that's okay.
Excellent, mate. Right, thanks for phoning, mate, right?
Ah, thank you for your time, Mark.
Cheers, buddy. Thank you. Bye.
Bye, mate. Bye-bye.